The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5,330. Baruch Hashem, Beis Nissan Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is sending it to the Avrich, who's a Bacher, Menachem Ben Zion Wilhelm. And we said it before already, the Rebbe sent to him a letter before. Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says, well, it's been a long interruption. I did receive now your letter after the long interruption. I did receive your letter dated the 23rd of Adar Sheni, and you're asking me how to influence a certain young man. How do I change somebody who's working on trying to bring him, I guess, closer to the Rebbe, to Chassidus. So the Rebbe said there are no set rules, or the Rebbe says there's nothing we say today set in stone. It's not nailed down, because that really depends on the characteristic, on the character of the person, on his soul, on the person that you're trying to influence. Either way, the Rebbe says, you see, practically speaking, in most cases, the majority of most cases, a way of debating is not the way to influence. In other words, you're not going to win them over by debating and proving them. That's not the way. So, it says, this is similar to our sages saying, call the poshit my litvei. The simpler it is, the better it is. The simpler it is, the better it is. Don't get too involved. Now, even if the other person, he wants to debate. So, the Rebbe said you should explain to him that that can be done after some time. Not now. Not necessarily at the time when you are starting to receive. When you're teaching him and you're being mashpia and he wants to debate, he says, yes, there'll be time for that as well. How do you influence this? By studying the teaching of Chassidus, explaining the ideas, by also speaking about the surrounding of Chassidus, not the actual learning, but also the whole around the accomplishment, what Chassidus does and what it means and what it brings. And it's proper that you should consult with some other that know him and his character, his soul, they know. And already the verse says, consultation comes with many people. Consulting many people, you come up with the right way. So he's asking the Rebbe how to influence this person, this young man. And the Rebbe says, don't debate him. If he wants to debate, you say, yeah, there'll be time for debate. But first, let's get to the learning Chassidus, talk to him about the Rambam Chassidus. The Rebbe says, talk to other people who know him, see what's the best way of the approach. So the Rebbe says, I'm a little bit in pain that when person, Avram Tzvia Cohen, says, we had letters from him, from the Rebbe too. Avram Tzvia Cohen used to come to the shir. He only finds two or one that is listening. He doesn't find the whole group interesting. So he wants him to bring more people to the shir, the student, because he was reaching out to the other students. So the Rebbe says, even though it's understood that still he should come, because even one person, Mekayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael, is like fulfilling the whole world. But it's understood that to spread out is by increasing the number of listeners. And then not only will more people, but also the quality, self-understood. The Rebbe basically tasks him, don't be satisfied, don't allow, try to do what you can to bring in more students. So then when the rabbi, Rabbi Avraham Tzvi, used to call him Avraham Hersh Cohen, Avraham Hersh Cohen, when he comes, he should find more than one or two students. Now, one is also a full world, but the real spreading out is should be more. So the fact that you write there's difficulties, but the Rebbe says, I'm very surprised that you're listening to the persuasion of the Yetzer that there is difficulties. Why are you falling for that, for the Yetzer? Because it's known, the ruling of above, that because of the Mesiris Nefesh of the Alter Rebbe and the teaching of Chassidus, they ruled in the heavenly court that whenever it comes a matter of Torah, Yerushalayim, and good character traits, those who are tied and those who follow the Alter Rebbe will always be on the top. Why are you thinking that there is difficulty? There's no difficulties, because you're going to be victorious. And the Rebbe says everything halachically that is going to be negated is negated, which means in the end you're going to be built. These are not really obstacles. The Rebbe answers him a few questions about saying Lam Natzeach Yancho, that's after Ashrei, between Forvalitzion and Tfilo Ledovid. And according to Chabad Minik, that depends when you say Tachnon. He asked the Rebbe a practical question. The Rebbe says, when we don't say Tachnon, we don't say Lam Natzeach Yancho, not Tfilo Ledovid in the davening. The Rebbe says, for sure, you're preparing to utilize the Pesach days also for spreading the wellsprings. In addition to the miftzah of dividing, spreading, or giving out the Shmura Matzah, as in past year, but with addition. So also to utilize all the days of Pesach to spread Chassidus. The Rebbe blesses him for a Pesach Kosher V'Sameach, and this is the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So he was a guy who was working, trying to get other people to be Makarev, to bring them in. And he was writing to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says he was in pain that there's only so few students. And the Rebbe says, difficulties, there's no difficulties. We'll overcome them. And the Rebbe says, utilize Pesach, not only to give out Shmura Matzah, but also to bring in people and be Mekarev. Okay.